Tonight is Monday night, September 16th. This is the Gemara share, the Monday night Gemara share. We're doing another topic for Rosh Hashanah tonight.
Okay, Rabotai. Going to focus on another share tonight. And the topic focuses on the unique status, or maybe not so unique status, of the second day of Rosh Hashanah in comparison to the second days of Yom Tov for the other three Chagim. There's a very interesting Rambam. The Lechem Mishnah will interpret the Rambam one way, and the Rav will propose some other solution for the Rambam's description. So we begin on page 1. This is Rambam, Perek Aleph of Hilchos Yom Tov, Halacha Chof Aleph, and then Halacha Chof Beis. Says the Rambam, Ze she'anu osim b'chutz la'aretz, kol Yom Tov me'elu shnei yamim, that which we do and observe the practice of observing 2 days of Yom Tov for all the Chagim, minhaku. It's a minhag. It's a custom that we observed. The Yom Tov Sheni, midivrei sofrim hu, umidvarim shenischadshu begolos. The observance of Yom Tov Sheni is of rabbinic nature, and something that was created in golos. It's a very unusual type of thing. There are many gzeirot and takanot that were made in Golos. Where is the Golos that the Rambam is talking about? In Bavel. In Bavel, where the Amoraic community existed, they made lots of takanos all the time. And I don't remember another location where the Rambam says this thing was made in Golos. As you know, very unusual.
Well, because of Golos, rather than
okay, it could be because he wants to emphasize ve'ein osin bnei Eretz Yisrael shnei yomim tovim ela b'Rosh Hashanah b'vat. People in Eretz Yisrael never observe a second day Yom Tov aside from Rosh Hashanah. Ubehilchos kiddush hachodesh misefer zeh niva'er ikar minhag zeh. I'll explain in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh why is it that on Rosh Hashanah everybody observes 2 days Yom Tov. So I'll give you the brief synopsis of the simple Rambam. It's very simple. In order to declare the Chodesh, you obviously need witnesses who say that they saw the moon the previous night. And the way they disseminated the information, initially by the lighting of fires, as described in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, and they even name you the mountains, and you can go on certain tours and follow part of the route, where they used to light fires in order to communicate when Rosh Chodesh was. When you saw a fire, you knew it was the second day of Rosh Chodesh, because the fires were lit after the witnesses came to Beis Din, and Beis Din declared that day as Rosh Chodesh. And so when they would see the fire the next night, you knew it was the second night of that month. And the fires would be lit pretty quickly from mountain to mountain as soon as you saw it. And therefore you were able to count when every Chag happens to be, and there is absolutely no necessity to observe 2 days Yom Tov, even in Bavel at that time, because the fires were lit, they were able to see them in Bavel as well, because just light them every 50 miles or whatever it is. You can see the fire, just keep lighting it. However, when various sects of Jews started lighting fires on the wrong night, they abandoned the fire system and they went to the Pony Express, where people would be sent, Shluchei Beis Din would be sent to every community and say, Rosh Chodesh was 2 days ago, 5 days ago, 8 days ago, 12 days ago, 13 days ago, 14 days ago, tomorrow's Yom Tov. So make sure you build your sukkah, bake matzahs today. So that's the way it was done. However, they could not reach Bavel at all. They barely reached the furthermost northern part and the furthermost southern part of Eretz Yisrael. And that's why in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't observe 2 days Yom Tov. However, in Bavel, they always observed 2 days Yom Tov, because they never knew when Rosh Chodesh was. Fine. We're not going to talk about Shavuos. It's a separate discussion. Shavuos, in theory, they should not have to have observe 2 days Yom Tov, because once you know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is, you know when you count the Omer, you start counting 49 days, and it's Shavuos. So Tosfos says Loi Plug, and so on and so forth. That's a separate discussion. However, when it came to Rosh Hashanah, just as it was impossible to let people know in Bavel when they declared the new moon for Nisan, it was impossible to let people in Tel Aviv know when Beis Din in Yerushalayim declared Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. How are they supposed to know? Messengers can't get from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv in one day. It's impossible to get to all the way to the Galil. It's impossible to walk that in one day, or even take a pony. You can't do it. So every single community in Eretz Yisrael observed with regularity 2 days Rosh Hashanah, because they were just as much in the dark as Bavel was for Pesach and Sukkot.
In Yerushalayim too?
And the Rambam will tell us that there were times, even in Yerushalayim, they observed 2 days. Why? Because the witnesses never showed up. Never showed up. Because the way you anticipate them coming on day number 30, since Elul was established, so that Elul will have hopefully 29 days, and the night of the 30th, they will have seen the new moon and declared the next day as Rosh Chodesh. So what happens if no witnesses came? Or it was very cloudy the last night and nobody saw the new moon? In which case, Elul will now have 30 days, and the next day will be automatically Rosh Chodesh, because it can't be more than that, because a lunar month is 29 days and 13 hours and X number of minutes. That's what a lunar month is. So it has to be the next day. So in Yerushalayim, you had to take into consideration that maybe the witnesses would come. So if maybe the witnesses would come, last night you had to shut your business, shut your phone, shut your TV, no football games. Why? Because if the Eidim do come, when does Rosh Hashanah start? Retroactively last night. So you had to take that into consideration. And since the original takana was that you are allowed to accept witnesses until the end of the day, if sundown, for argument's sake, was at 6 p.m., you're allowed to accept witnesses till 5:55. So all day, sitting in Yerushalayim, you anticipated perhaps the witnesses came, and as a result, they observed it as Yom Tov, at least for Iser Melacha purposes. At least for Iser Melacha purposes. Then, if you didn't hear that they came, so the next day would be Rosh Hashanah. What happens if the witnesses did come that day? That year, there was only one day of Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim. If the witnesses came sometime in the morning or early afternoon, there was only one day. Next day, they knew it was already the second day of the month of Tishrei. Then, the following famous Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah and in Masechet Beitzah, the exact same Mishnah, where the Gemara Mishnah says that once the Eidim came very late and the Levium sang the wrong song. I don't know why the main concern is not the Korban Musaf, but rather the wrong song. Tosfos asked that question, but they sang the wrong song. Every day in the Beit HaMikdash, you sing the same song which we sing, when Hashir Shehalavim HaYomrim, except for every Yom Tov. Every Yom Tov has its own Shir. And the way the Vilna Gaon does it today, he never says two Shir Shal Yom. If it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, he doesn't say Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos and Baruch Hi Nafshi. He says only Baruch Hi Nafshi. And on Chanukah, he only says Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid. He doesn't say the regular Shir Shal Yom. So on Rosh Hashanah, in the Beis HaMikdash, they also sang only one song. The Shir Shal Yom of Rosh Hashanah happens to be our Yom Chamishi. What we sing on Yom Chamishi is the Shir of Rosh Hashanah, obviously because it says, Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel liyom chageinu. That's why it's the song of Rosh Hashanah. So let's assume the 30th day of the month was a Tuesday. So it's already 5 to 6, 10 to 6, witnesses are not here. So they offered the Korban Tamid Shalbeinu Arbayim, and the Levim sang Mizmor LaAsaf Elohim Nitzav BaAdaseh. They sang the song for Tuesday. All of a sudden, 5 minutes later, the witnesses came. And if Beis Din were to accept them, today would be Rosh Hashanah. And you're not supposed to sing Mizmor LaAsaf any longer. You're supposed to sing the song of Yom Chamishi, which is the song of Rosh Hashanah. So, because of that one-time episode, they made a takana that Edim will never be accepted min ha-mincha ulamala. From mincha ketana and onward, meaning 3:30 in the afternoon and beyond, no Edim are going to be accepted if they are coming to testify about the new moon. So, what happened that year in Yerushalayim? At 3:30, you knew for a fact today is never going to be Rosh Hashanah. For a fact. So if I wanted to listen to a ball game, I would turn on the TV right away at 3:30 and catch the middle innings of the game. That's what I would do. But Beis Din said, no. We don't want you to do melacha at 3:30 in the afternoon. We want you to observe the rest of that day as Yom Tov. Oso Hayom Kodesh. Ulamacha Kodesh. Observe the balance of today as Yom Tov. And of course tomorrow is Yom Tov. Tomorrow of course is going to be Yom Tov. Because that's when, you know for a fact, it's Yom Tov. It's day number 31.
You already started the day in Kodesh.
Of course, you started last night in anticipation of them coming. So the Chachamim said, Kavan Shiyotza Rov Hayom Bikdusha, since the majority of the day was spent anticipating that it was going to be Yom Tov, no Melacha, and so on and so forth, Gomrin Osa, you complete it. Complete it. And at this point in time, they created the idea of Yom Ha'arichta. They fabricated it. The idea, for this occasion, why did they have to make it? Because no place in the world does the Torah tell us that on the 30th day of Elul, you're now out of the Malacha. So, up until 3:30, when you anticipated the witnesses coming, why didn't you do Malacha? Because you thought it was going to be the 1st of Tishrei. And on the 1st of Tishrei, it says, Kol Malachas Avayda Lo Zasa. But at 3:30, once the 3:30 passes, and this Gzeira is now in effect, you know for a fact it's not going to be Aleph Tishrei for the next 2.5 hours. Sure, at 6 o'clock is nightfall after Shkia Sechama. You have to shut the business, shut the TV off. But, until then, why can't you do Melacha today? It's the 30th day of the month of Elul. So they said, no. Today is already the first day of Tishrei too. It's one long day. That's where they fabricated this halacha of Yom Ha'arichta.
So when's Bet Tishrei? The next day is Bet Tishrei?
No, next day is Aleph Tishrei, of course.
So So Bet Tishrei, so the Yom HaRukta is the 2 days are Lamed Elul and Achad.
That's the way it was when it was created. Correct. This is all Bisman HaRe'iyah. Exactly. And we'll... Yeah.
We took upon ourselves the cessation of Melacha up to 3:30.
Not took upon ourselves. You had to do so.
Okay. So once 3:30 came and there were no... And we didn't know...
Adam did not come. They will not be accepted in Beis Din.
Therefore we still continued.
Correct. As a Takanas Chachamim.
So there was
no longer B'Torah Safek. It's no longer Safek. It's a Vadai that they're not coming. And it's the obligation to observe the Issur Melacha is no longer 3:30 B'Torah Safek. It's B'Torah Vadai. I'm telling you, don't do Melacha, not because it's Rosh Hashanah. I'm just telling you not to do Melacha. So in order to make it a little more palatable, they said, you know what? We'll make it like one big day. These 2 days are like one big day. That's where they created this idea of Yom HaArichta.
You can also view it that they fabricated the limit that they made at 3:30 is also a fabrication.
Of course, it's a convenience. Yes.
So meaning that it's... So from that perspective, they're fabricating that this day can no longer be Rosh Hashanah.
That is correct.
Because in reality, if the witnesses had seen it, and they're banging down the door...
They should have been accepted.
Right, so
correct, until 5 to 6.
It's a fabrication on both sides.
It's an arbitrary decision on their part. Yes?
So if someone did Malacha on Al Tishrei, Adam came at 5 to 6, did they get an Malkus?
In which way?
If the Adam...
Before the Takana? And retroactively, and they came, they accepted it, and now you did Malach, of course you get Malchus.
And once they established 3:30 was the cutoff?
So that's a good question. The answer is no. At 3:30, you will never get, because it never became Rosh Hashanah. So what will you get, as the Rambam will say, you get Makas Mardas. The Rabbanan will give you lashes. The Torah can't, because it's not Aleph Tishrei yet. So the Torah can't give you lashes. If you did Malacha, on the gamble that what the witnesses are not coming, and they came, you'll get Malkus Midoraisa, because today turned out to be Rosh Hashanah. Even though there's some discussion whether it's Hasra Safek or not, that's not for tonight.
Does it matter if you consider it Tosefes Yom Tov? Tosefes Yom Tov?
No, you can't have Tosefes Yom Tov 3 hours, 3.5 hours before. The earliest can be Mekabel Yom Tov is Plag HaMincha. That's 4:45 on that day. But at 3:30, you can't be Mekabel Yom Tov. And even you have to have an act of Kabbalah. Doesn't happen automatically. You have to make Kiddush, you got to light candles, you got to do something to indicate that I'm being Mekabel Tosefes Yom Tov. Good. So now, let's take a look at next Rambam. Yom Tov Sheni... Afal pi shehu midivrei sofrim, even though second day Yom Tov is always midrabanan, kol davar she'asa berishon, asur b'sheni. Whatever is prohibited on day number one, is prohibited on day number two. V'chol ha-mechalel Yom Tov sheni, ve'afilu shel Rosh Hashanah, bein bidavar shehu mishum shvus, whether or not I violate it with something that is rabbinically prohibited, bein b'malacha, or I did an actual malacha, bein shiyotza chutz l'tchum, or he walked out of the tchum Shabbos, he walked beyond the tchum, makin oso makas mardes, o minadin oso, or you put him in cheirim, im lo yiyeh min ha-talmidim. If he's not one of the talmidim of the Beis Din, you put him into cheirim. U'kishem shaharishon asur behesped v'tanis v'chayev b'simcha. And just as the first day of Yom Tov, you're not allowed to fast, you're not allowed to eulogize, and you have an element of simcha, kach hasheni, so too the second day Yom Tov. V'ein b'nein hefresh ela le'inyin meis tovad. The only difference between the first day and second day Yom Tov is that on the first day Yom Tov, you're not allowed to bury anybody with Jewish participation, only with Gentile participation. On the second day of Yom Tov, a Jew is permitted to participate in the burial of a fellow Jew. That's the only difference between Yontav Rishon and Yontav Sheni. So says the Rambam. So what might you find funny about the Lashon of the Rambam as he describes Yontav Sheni and makes an emphasis point about Rosh Hashanah? What might you find a little funny? Or strange?
What Rosh Hashanah the second day is more of a mockery?
Of course. That's the question everybody asks. Why does the Rambam say V'afilu Rosh Hashanah? The word afilu indicates that had I not said it, I could have entertained the possibility that the halacha that I just applied, that I just stated, applies for Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, but it does not apply for Rosh Hashanah. So I, Rambam, have to tell you, afilu, even Rosh Hashanah, you should recognize that whatever malacha or isa derabanan applies on day number one, applies on day number two. Asks everybody, and we're going to read the Lecha Mishnah's answer, what do you mean? The second day of Rosh Hashanah is more severe than the second day of what? Of every other Yom Tov. It's more severe. Because to some degree, we observe the concept, we impose the concept of Yom Ha'arichta on both days. And it's not just like a second day of Yom Tov, which is Suffolk Yom Tov, Suffolk. No. So why does the Rambam use that phrase, Afilu Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah? Yes.
I mean, is the Rambam necessarily talking about
time is the Kiddush Afilu? Maybe everything is talking about the time of the Ruach. Only
in, when he refers you to Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, then it's the authentic Kiddush HaChodesh. But here it's more practical halacha.
Yeah, but why does that... So what's
still the reason for Afilu? No, but I think he's teaching us the Afilu, that it's only... Still, you might think
that
over on a Daraisa, you're still over only on a
Daraisa. Okay, interesting. That's a possibility. That's a possibility. That's exactly what the Lecha Mishnah is going to suggest. So let's take a look at Lecha Mishnah on page number 2, where it's bracketed Halacha Chafeis. So the Lecha Mishnah doesn't say, I'm going to ask the question, I'll give you the answer. Based on his comment, we know what was bothering him. Says the Lecha Mishnah, V'chol ha-mechal yontav sheni va'afilu Rosh Hashanah, kilomar. Lo mi boye bishel golios de makinoso makamaris bovad. Do not think that the only yomim tovim for which you get malchus midrabanan, makus mardus, is only which yomim tovim? The other yomim tovim, veleke be isulav, there is no real lav on day number 2. Ela afilu beyomtov sheni shel Rosh Hashanah, leka isur lav. Even on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, the second day, if you do malacha, you will not be violating a biblical prohibition. Ela makin oso makus mardus. What do? You give him only rabbinic lashes. The afal gav the bigamara lo hiskiru hakoas makos mardus ela biyantav sheni shel golios. The Gemara only says that it only applies wherever. Where does the Gemara say you get makos mardus? Only by makos yantav sheni shel golios, pesach, sukkos, and shavuos. Mikol makom mashmalei lerabenu zal dehu hadin biyantav sheni shel Rosh Hashanah. So Moshe hit the nail on the head. So the Havamina was that I could have thought that since it's Yom Ha'arichta with the first day, and here Yom Ha'arichta in our day and age, what days of the month are our 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which are Yom Ha'arichta? Aleph and Bet. It's no longer Lamed and Aleph. We know for a fact that Rosh Hashanah is the first day. We know. After 20, Elul always has 29 days in our calendar. Always has 29 days in our calendar. And if you remember last year, I gave a shiur during Minchamarev about the Gemara's statement which said that from the time of Ezra until the Gemara, lo matzinu elul meubar, they never encountered any Rosh Hashanah that would be 2 days Yom Tov, because the witnesses, because they always had only 20, it was never once. That's a span of several hundred years. Never once that the moon wasn't seen the night before, and they only had 1 day Yom Tov. How's that statistically possible? It's almost impossible to know. I spoke about that, I'm not doing that now. But the Rambam, says the chidush is, according to the Lecha Mishnah, that afilu Yom Tov shel Rosh Hashanah, day number two, if you do malacha on day number two, you will not be getting a lav and malchus. All you do is get makus margus.
So,
yes.
So why practically do we switch it from, why are we doing alav and bet and not lav and malchus?
Because we want to commemorate what was the two possible days? Once they established which day is the Yom Tov, we want to recreate. We're not going to observe the first day of Yom Tov
as the fake one.
That's what they did. They did the first day of Yom Tov as a fake out, anticipating that what was going to happen. But sometimes, exactly. But we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. So therefore we do it like we do every other Yom Tov. The first day is the real McCoy. The second day is to commemorate the Minhag HaVaseinu. That's why we do it. Precisely.
What's the half year that you get regular markers on
the second day? Because if the first day is Eddie Murphy's 48-hour day...
Right.
So then, if it's all one long day, so I'm doing malacha on the first day of Yom Tov. It just so happens that the first day doesn't have 24 hours, it has 48 hours. But the chalois is the first day of Yom Tov. Therefore, I could have thought you get malchus, for real malchus, for violating malacha on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Yeah. So that's one possibility. As I said, the Rav suggested another possibility. And he writes, and go to page number 3, and here is some of the information in Kiddush Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. The Rambam writes in Halacha Zayin, number 1, Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah, Bizman shahayu kovin al hariya, when they still were using testimony, how you rove b'nei eretz Yisrael osin oso shnei yamin tovim misafek. Everybody had to observe 2 days Yom Tov, Tel Aviv, b'nei Brak, Modi'in, every place. Lefi shelo hayu yodim yom shekavu bezin es hachodesh, because they did not know when they established the month. She'ein hashluchin yotzin b'yom tov. Because even if it was possible to get a real fast pony to at least reach Tel Aviv, let's say, on that day, so it, letting people know when Yom Tov is not Docha Shabbos, nor Docha Yom Tov. To come to Yerushalayim to testify, that's Docha Shabbos. You're allowed to be Docha Shabbos, to come to testify. But to let people know when Rosh Chodesh is, you never send Shluchei Bezdin on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Well, once the Edom came, today was Rosh Hashanah. So nobody out of Yerushalayim would ever know when Rosh Hashanah was.
They light the fires also? That was also
not. No, you could not. Yeah, they could. But it was the second night already. It was the second day. So would they know? It doesn't have to. You don't have to light the fires because everybody knows they're going to observe the second day as Rosh Hashanah. You don't have to.
So when they light the fire, that means the day before they came. So the day before they came, they saw the moon, and that day already was Rosh Hashanah.
Correct.
This day that they're being informed of is Bays. They missed it.
They missed it.
So the day that they kept was the
right. They knew it was a waste of time. So the only place where they could light a fire is in Yerushalayim.
Now,
the next community can't light because it's Yom Tov.
Once they saw it, then they knew they could light it. Okay, so they could light the fire. Okay.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be done.
Continues halacha ches. V'lo od. Ela afilu b'Yerushalayim atzma. Shehu makom bezdin. Even in Yerushalayim itself. Pi'amim rabot ha'yosim yontav shel Rosh Hashanah shnei yomim tovim. She'im lo ba'u edim kol yom shloshim. If edim did not come all 30 days, the entire 30th day, hayu noagin hayu ba'osu hayom, they observed Yom Tov that day, shemitzapim le'edim, they were waiting for the edim to come, kodesh ulamachar kodesh. V'hayu v'hoil, v'hayu osin osu shnei yamim afilu bizman ariyah, Hiskinu shiyu osin b'nei Eretz Yisrael oso tamid shnei yomim bizman hazeh shekoven al hacheshbon. Since the majority of Eretz Yisrael observed 2 days Yom Tov, when there was a need to observe 2 days Yom Tov, even when we use the calendar, you still go ahead and observe 2 days Yom Tov, despite the fact that there is absolutely no necessity to do so. Hine lamadata sha'afilu yom tov sheni shel Rosh Hashanah bizman hazeh midivrei sofrim. Even today, Rosh Hashanah is only midrabbanan. Midoraisa, you didn't need the second day at all. And in fact, there is a scathing Balamor who criticized some of the Rishonim for switching the practice in Eretz Yisrael. Balamor says, Rambam's dead wrong. They never observed from the time of the Cheshbon in the 5th century, starting in the middle of the 4th century, in Eretz Yisrael, they never observed 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Why should they? Why should they observe 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? However, when some Chachmei Ashkenaz came to Eretz Yisrael in the 12th century, they changed the practice and instituted, convinced them to observe 2 days Yom Tov. And the Baal Amor rails against them. Why did they do that? 1 day of Yom Tov is plenty for Eretz Yisrael.
Why should the calendar affect Eretz Yisrael? Doesn't affect us here.
What do you mean?
Well, the Baal Amor is saying because of the calendar, now there's always going to be 1 day in Eretz Yisrael?
Yes. Because Eretz Yisrael is normally not a place of 2 days Yom Tov.
But the Rosh Hashanah is.
Okay, so that's the... So
you're
tell,
doing it for the same week for a time.
So tell me, good. So just say the Svara, why we observe the second day Yom Tov, and you'll be able to knock down the Baal Amor. No, well, but what's the reason for the Minhag? Rashi says... Good. Then what's going to happen... There will be a time where we cannot... exactly. There will be a time where we cannot... we'll go back to what? To using the witnesses. And then the same thing's going to happen again. You're never going to be able to let people know when Eretz Yisrael, when Yom Tov is. So in Teaneck, we observe 2 days of Pesach because we... At that, if we were to go back to the system of witnesses, we would never know when the second, which day of Yom Tov is. Well, that same fact is true in Eretz Yisrael. If you go back to the witness system in Tel Aviv, they'll never know which day is Rosh Hashanah either. That's why the Baal Amor is wrong. That's why all Rishonim, including the Rambam, say you should observe 2 days Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, even bizman hazeh, even bizman hazeh.
It wouldn't be Aleph Bet; it would be Lamed Aleph.
What?
It wouldn't be Aleph Bet, it would be Lamed Aleph. So we're not doing so bad no matter what. No.
Correct. It would always be Lamed Aleph and Aleph if it's Bizman Ha-Re'iyah. And it's always going to be Aleph and Bet, Bizman Ha-Cheshbon.
Right, so Bet would never be, meaning Bet, you would not... Bet
correct. Correct. It's just to maintain the practice. Okay. And then your question, because we don't want to do the fake day first.
The Baal Amor is right, because now with
you
know, internet, we will know.
Okay, yeah. But who's going to listen to the internet? How are you going to go check your phone, because you're thinking that it might have been the first day of Yom Tov?
Yeah,
but yeah. Rambam doesn't even mention Yom HaRuach at all.
Not here. Other halachas he does. Other halachas he does. Good. Yeah. Now look at Perek Aleph of Hilchos Yom Tov, Halacha Chav Dalet, which is page number. I missed it. I left it out. No, I should have. Yeah, go back to page number. Page number two. Bottom of page number two. Here's where the Rambam says what you're looking for. Shnei yamim tovim elu shel galios, shehein kedushos, shtei kedushos hein rather, ve'einam kiyom echad. By all days of Yom Tov Sheni, the 2 days halachically are not considered one kedusha. Einam kiyom echad, are not like one day. So the Rambam, the Gemara gives a couple of illustrations of how this would play out. That they are not one 24-hour day. The halacha is that a beitza shenolda b'yom tov, you're allowed to eat on the second day of Yom Tov. You're allowed to eat that beitza on the second day of Yom Tov. Why are you allowed to eat a beitza shenolda b'yom tov? Because mamanav shach. You played a little game. The little game is that if today is the real day of Yom Tov, well, tomorrow, why can't I eat an egg? It's what technically should have been Matzah Yom Tov. And if the real day of Yom Tov is tomorrow, the egg wasn't laid on Yom Tov. It was laid when? On Erev Yom Tov. So, a Beitza Shenolda Bazu is Muteres Bazu. Same thing if I made an Eruv. I put up an Eruv Tavshilin or an Eruv Tchumin, and my dog after the first day ate the Eruv. So you're not allowed to what? You're not allowed to cook when? On that day. But on the next day you can cook because it's a separate day. So in theory, what you do on the first day is you make another Eruv, and what do? You play the same game. If today is the real day of Yom Tov, tomorrow I can cook without anything. Why? Because it's a weekday. And if tomorrow is the real day of Yom Tov, no, today's Erev Yom Tov, I'm making another Eruv. So every single two-day Yom Tov, you can play the famous Mamanav Shach game. However, the Rambam, should have finished the other, the Rambam does not allow such a thing by Rosh Hashanah. Now go to page number 4, the Rambam in Hilchos Eruvin. So I left out one page where the Rambam says that what I just told you 2 seconds ago does not apply to Rosh Hashanah. An egg laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to eat it the second day either. An Eruv which was eaten up, you can't play the little game and what? Play trade off one of them. Both days are considered one, with the exception of mace. That the Rambam caves in. That for a deceased whose the body is deteriorating, you're allowed to have participation of a Jew even on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, like all other Yomim Tovim. And now here the Rambam writes in Hilchos Eruvin, Halacha Ches, Hame'arev l'shnei Yomim Tovim shel Golios O l'Shabbos v'Yom Tov. Somebody who made an Eruv for the 2 days of Yom Tov. Afal pi shehu Eruv echad l'ruach achas l'shnei hayamim, even though it is an Eruv for one direction. Here he's talking about Eruv Tchumin. The halach of Eruv Tchumin is very simple. You're only allowed to walk on Shabbos 2,000 amot. 2,000 amot. If you would like to extend that another 2,000 amot, you can make it in one direction, you can go that way, and then you forfeit the opportunity to go any other direction. You can only walk 4 amot. That's it, for 8 feet. That's it. So, in theory, that's what the guy did. Now, says the Rambam, Tzorich shiyeh ha'erev bimkomo matzui b'leil rishon u'b'leil sheni kol bein hashmashot. If you have 2 days Yom Tov, what do you have to do? The Erev must be in existence both nights. Both nights. Because what is critical for an Eruv Tchumin is that it's there Bein HaShmashos. If it gets eaten after Bein HaShmashos, that's okay. But you must have this Eruv in effect for both nights. Why? Because day number one has nothing to do with day number two. So an Eruv that is in effect for day number one does not automatically drag along with it day number two. What about Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, they are what? Yom Echad. So the Rambam will say that on Rosh Hashanah, even if the Eruv got lost after the first night, it was in effect the first night Bein HaShmashos, you're allowed to walk in your direction, not only on the first day of Yom Tov, but also on the second day of Yom Tov. Second day of Yom Tov. And the Ravid is the one who pointed out that the Rambam forgot to say this. Here he's talking about every single Yom Tov. Every single Yom Tov. Just look at the Rambam yourself, and he'll say he never said that there was a difference between Rosh Hashanah and the others. Just look at the next to the last line, and then the last line of the Rambam. B'pnei shehein shtei kedushos ve'einon kiyom echad. All 2 days of Yom Tov are not one day Yom Tov and one uninterrupted 24-hour period of Kedusha. They are separate days. Hence, they have to. You have to have the Eruv in effect for both nights. So now look at the Ravid in the next line where it says, Amar Avram. Ta'a bazeh. Sha'afilu b'shnei yamim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah. Afal pi shehen kedusha achas. Tzorich shiyeh ha'eruv kayam b'leil hasheni. Ubimkomo. De'lechumra amrinon shehen kedusha achas. Avalekula lo amrinon. Says the Ravid. Now, I'm just have to tell you something. If the Ravid has to make a comment about the Rambam, what do you have to assume the Ravid thought about the Rambam? That he disagrees. Even though he didn't say it here.
He says Torah. He does say it.
He said the Rambam made a mistake.
Yeah. The Rambam didn't say it.
But the Rambam didn't say it yet. But the Ravid is assuming that if you follow all of the Rambam's logic, that he's written about Rosh Hashanah, which I just showed you, that Rosh Hashanah is one long day. So what would the Rambam say about an Eruv that was put, an Eruv Tchumen that was put in this direction, it extended his ability to walk an extra 2,000 hours, it was there the first night of Rosh Hashanah, he should be able to walk the whole Rosh Hashanah. Good. And the Rav felt, yeah, the Rambam didn't bother saying it, but he would rely on the fact what he wrote in Hilchos Yom Tov that Rosh Hashanah is different. Which means that the Rambam holds the halacha of Yoma Arichta not only L'chumra, but even L'kula. But even L'kula. And that's the Ravid's objection. You can apply Yoma Arichta only to be machmir. You can't eat the egg. You can't make play a game with if it's Thursday, Friday, can't put up an Erev Tavshil and make that. No. Can't play the game. but to go lekula, to allow you to walk in your with your Eruv Tchumin, which you established on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, first night of Rosh Hashanah, and then Fluffy, your dog, ate it in the middle of Rosh Hashanah during Tfilas Musaf, and it's not around on the second day, and you want to go hear Yossel Rosenblatt, who's davening in that shul on the second day? Too bad. Listen to a kollega. Listen to a guy who doesn't know any nusach. Too bad. Tough thoughts.
Any other examples of a kula and a chomer besides?
We can
cooking from one day to another.
What?
From cooking from one day to another.
No. But that's without the Eruv. Yeah. According to the Rambam, you are allowed. I'm going to show you that in the Gaon. Right in 1 second.
Are there any other places the Rambam says beferish the kula?
No. No.
He never says it beferish.
He never says it beferish. He just writes that it's one day. And the Ravid assumed that that's going to be. If the Ravid knew that, felt that the Rambam agrees, we wouldn't have to say anything. We wouldn't have to say Tor Bazer Tor's Gedolah. We wouldn't have to say that. And the Gaon says exactly this case of cooking from one day to the next. You're allowed to cook from one day. Are we? Do we ever allow anybody to cook from one day to the next? Forget about Eruv Tavshil. Yontiv's a Tuesday and Wednesday. You can't cook on Tuesday for Wednesday. Because they're two separate days. One is a Doraisa, one is a Darabanan. You do not prepare at all on the first day of Yom Tov for the second day. You don't. So now take a look at page 5. Page 5. So the Rambam, the Mechaber writes, Osur le'efot, o levasher, o lishchot, b'yom tov, b'tzorech machar, afilu hu Shabbos o yom tov. You are not permitted to cook, bake, or shecht from one day to the next, not only if it's a weekday, but afilu hu Shabbos o yom tov. Now the next line of the Mechaber, next three words. Read the next three words. Va'afilu b'shnei yamim shel Rosh Hashanah. Even on Rosh Hashanah, says the Mechaber, you are not permitted to cook from one day to the next.
The Mechaber wouldn't hold by the Rambam like the Rambam?
Because he doesn't.
Usually hold like the Rambam?
Usually. Not always. Not always. Turn the page to page number 6. You have the Gaon. So the Gaon writes, "Afilu b'shnei yamim shel Rosh Hashanah, demin haTorah eino elo yom echad. Midoraisa, even Rosh Hashanah is only one day. Shahare amrinan, debemeis afilu b'yantov shel Rosh Hashanah, kichol shavinu rabbanan. Even on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the rabbis treated the second day like a yom chol." In regard to a mace. So you're allowed to sow the tachrichin, you're allowed to dig a grave, whatever is necessary, letzorech hamace. Tzorech hamace. When it started becoming, when burial on Yontif Sheni started leading to illegal chilul Yom Tov, the Rav and Rav Moshe prohibited burial on Yom Tov Sheni al Yidei Yisrael.
What kind of mace?
Who told you you're allowed to drive to the cemetery? Stomp people, just everybody, thousands of people used to go. Yom Tov Sheni, mace. What you're allowed to do is literally tzorchei hamace. That's it. You can dig the grave, you can make the tachrichin, do the tahara, that you're allowed to do. All of that entails Melacha d'oraisa, you're allowed to do it. But no one's allowed to drive there. That's not the tzorich hameis. Maybe to take the deceased there, that's it. So, and today there are only two communities that still have it. Breuers and Safma.
At what?
Burial on Yom Tov Sheni.
Okay.
No one else has it.
In America.
In America, yeah. Yeah. So, says the Gaon, V'lo aminon shein kedusha achas, ela l'chumra. You only apply this concept of Yoma Arichta l'chumra. Dumya de Beitza. Mishum de lefamim, hayunoig in oso hayom kodesh olamacha kodesh, im ba'u min hamincha olamala. V'hainu min hasafeg. Avo berov shanim, shabo koide mincha, hayayom rishon kodesh levad. V'kosh game mitakonas rab yochanan ben zakai v'elech, shele olam yom rishon kodesh. Certainly after the Takan of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, after the Churban HaMikdash, where there was no problem any longer of singing the wrong song, he said, go back to the original halacha. Allow you to accept Eidim until 6 o'clock, mamish. So as long as they come that day, how many days of Rosh Hashanah are they going to be? One day. So the second day is Midrabbanan. Fine. V'chein kosav harayvid b'hasagos Perik Ches Mehilchos Erevin. Avol das harambam shom. The Rambam's opinion there is da afilu lekula kedusha achas. Lekula, it's permissible as well. There by Hilchos Erevin. So maybe there's another girsa that had it black on white. But even if not, obviously the Ravid saw the Rambam's text, and that's why the Ravid's disagreeing, because he saw that the Rambam definitely allowed it. So the Gaon, and therefore the Gaon's explanation is exactly what's going on the Shulchan Aruch. What's the discussion in this? Can you cook from one day Yontif to the next? So what will the Rambam Shita be? On Rosh Hashanah, it's okay to cook from one day to the next. Because you're not cooking to the next day. You're cooking for that extended first day.
Gordon Rambam also probably wouldn't say Shechriana by a second.
Correct. Yeah. That is absolutely correct. And that is the opinion of lots of Rishonim. Correct. That would make sense. Yeah. Good. Now, how does this answer that original Rambam? What alternative would there be to this Afilu B'Rosh Hashanah? So now, take a look at page 7. Page 7, which is the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, where the Rambam says who you are supposed to put into Nidui. And he writes in letter hay, Hamizalzel b'davar echad midivrei sofrim, ve'ein tzorach loma b'divrei Torah. Anybody who ridicules a rabbinic piece of legislation, certainly if he ridicules a mitzvah in the Torah. Now look at halacha letter Yud Aleph. So such a person who ridicules, what happens? He's to be put into chayrim. Now what does Yud Aleph say? Hamichalel yom tov sheni shel golios afal pi shehu minhag. Somebody who desecrates yom tov sheni, even though it's only a minhag. So what question would you ask in light of the one that I showed you before? Letter number A.
He said that already.
He already said that. He said you cannot, if what? If you ridicule any rabbinic legislation. Isn't Yontif Sheni rabbinic legislation? So the Rambam does not call it rabbinic legislation. What is it? It's a minhag to observe. It's one status, one state less, one degree less than what? Divrei Sofer. So in order to deserve nidui, to be put into excommunication, ridiculing Yontif Sheni would not do it. What do you have to do in order to warrant being put into Nidui for Yontif Sheni? What do you have to do? You have to be Mechalo Yontif Sheni.
So that means we read the first Rambam wrong.
What do you mean?
Because now it makes perfect sense. He has three categories. Ze Shanu Osim Mechutzal Arts Kol Yom Tov Me'elu Shnei Amim Minog Hu.
Right.
One. The Yom Tov Sheni Me'divrei Sofim Hu. Midabrim Shinskaja Begalos. That's the old Yom Tov Sheni that they really used to do out of Suffolk.
Correct.
That's Midabrei Sofim.
Okay.
The Enos B'nei's Eretz Yisrael, the next category.
Right.
Because we lumped the first two together when you read.
Okay, so why now does the Rambam use the word afilu? Afilu.
Because it's only me.
No. But why does he have to say afilu? Because what would I have thought had the Rambam not alerted me to what? To Rosh Hashanah? What would I think? You don't have to be Mechalel the second day of Yontif to deserve Nidui. What do you have to do?
Just
be Mezalzel. Ridicule. Oh, this is so stupid that I have to observe 2 days Yontif. Why should I think that second day of Rosh Hashanah you don't have to be Mechalel, only be Mezalzel? Why? Because it's Yom HaRichta. So since it's Yom HaRichta, it might attach itself to a status of a Doraisa, or at best Divrei Sofrim, for which Zilzul is enough. And I would think, says the Rambam, no. I want to tell you that Yontif Sheni, even though it's Yom HaArichta, Yontif Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah, it's like end of the day, it's just like all the other Yom Tovim. And therefore, in order to be worthy of Nidui, Zilzul of the second day of Rosh Hashanah is not necessary. What do you need? It's not enough, rather. It's not sufficient. What do you need? You actually have to be Mechal Yontif. You have to be Mechal Yontif. That's what the Rambam had in his mind with his Afilu, according to the Rav.
You would think, say it again, you would think what?
Yes, I would have thought that all other Yomim Tovim,
which are just
Minhag, all you need is Chilul.
You need higher.
You need higher. You have to be Mechalel. Mm-hmm. However, for Rosh Hashanah, which has its origins still in the Doraisa, because or maybe you would get Chayrim simply for being Mezalzel. There are people who observe Yontif Sheni and they ridicule it. It's so stupid. It's so ridiculous. Right? Like some people say about 2 days in Eretz Yisrael, which I believe is stupid. That's all. Yeah. But in Chutz Laaretz, everybody says you have to observe 2 days Yontif. There's no doubt. No doubt. Yeah. Good.
In the first halacha, you didn't put the halacha chavdalet. So I looked it up.
Yeah.
So the Rambam, when he gives examples of Rosh Hashanah, and he says at the end of Abba, all the cases of
good.
And he gives the examples. Every example is lachumra.
Right.
He doesn't give a single example
of lakula. Correct. Okay. Interesting. That's interesting. Yeah. Now, there is a question which most Rishonim have not... I don't remember a Rishon that discussed it. That when they anticipated, both in Eretz, in Tel Aviv, every place, when they anticipated the coming of the witnesses, everybody agrees they didn't do Malacha. Did they blow shofar? Say Malchi Yerzechonos and shofars both days or not?
With a bracha, without a bracha?
We don't know. We have no idea what they did. So, in theory, we must assume that in Tel Aviv, they did. Why would they have to have blown shofar? Why? Because what happens if the witnesses did come on that first day?
The next day is a waste of time.
Oh, okay, so you don't know.
That's why they had to do it.
But they had to do it. The question is, in Yerushalayim, after the Takana, when they made the Takana after 3:30, no Malacha, did they tell anybody to stop blowing Shofar now or not? What would be the logic? What would be the logic?
To blow Shofar after?
To blow Shofar, no, you're going to blow Shofar tomorrow, there's no doubt. Should you blow Shofar that day? So one of the explanations why they Chachamim said I don't want you to do any malacha is because next year what might happen, the witnesses are going to come early, and what are you going to say to yourself? Witnesses are not coming, I'm turning on the game, so you're going to do malacha anyhow. So in order to protect the institution of Yom Tov, they said you got to complete the entire day. Would that logic also apply? You got to blow shofar as well? Perhaps it might. In which case, based on Yoma Arichta, you're actually blowing shofar both days, not because of the Sveika de Yoma, because of Yoma Arichta. And then, should you make a Shechianu the second day if it's Yoma Arichta? No. It's twice on the same day. You don't make a Shechianu on a multiple occasion mitzvah, only if it's a new mitzvah.
But after the Takana, they never had any intention of making the first day Rosh Hashanah.
They didn't, but they told everybody, make believe it was Rosh Hashanah.
But the point is, they didn't make Yom HaRichta at that point in time.
They did. That's exactly when they made Yom HaRichta. That was the original time when they made it. We just carry it over, even though the circumstances are not identical.
They gave a Korban Musaf?
No.
There's no way that it's not possible.
No, they did not bring a Korban Musaf. Okay. But the question is, for Hamoin Am, should you blow shofar in order not to remove to remove the doubt that next year you'll say,
But in Isser is different.
I agree. So most Rishonim are of the opinion that based on that, they would not have blown shofar. So what's the only reason why we blow shofar 2 days today? 2 days. Not because of Yom HaRichta. It's because it's like every other Yom Tov. There was a Sveika de Yoma. And when there's a Sveika de Yoma, do we make a Shechianu the second day? Of course we do. We make a Shechianu the second night of Kiddush. We make a Shechianu the second day of Matzah.
No, but that's why Rosh Hashanah we have fruit.
Okay, but the question is, does the Baal Tokeya have to wear a new suit? Some do, but it's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, it's only quoted that when you make Kiddush, have a new fruit or a Begit Chadash. But not for the Baal Tokeya. Because for Tekiya Shofar, the Halacha agrees with everybody here. That at the time when they instituted Yom HaRichta, they were not blowing Shofar. So the only reason why we blow shofar 2 days is based on the fact that in Tel Aviv there was a real Sveika de Yoma. And in Teaneck there was a real Sveika de Yoma. Wherever there's a real Sveika de Yoma, what do? You blow both days and you make a Meshechian. That's why you don't need a new fruit or a new suit for the Baal Tokeya.
Why do you need new fruit in general on the second day?
If it's Yom HaArichta, so when you make Kiddush the second night, why do you have to say Shechianu? I said, it was already Yom Tov last night.
Is it the reason it's only because of Yom HaArichta, nothing to do with any other thing?
Correct. Yes, precisely.
When is the deadline to give the Korban Musaf? What time is
it? Sundown. Shdam Nifsal Beshkia Sachama, famous Gemara in Zvacha. What?
It really is unusual, I think, the Shir Shoyam.
Correct.
There's no difference in the time. Both those are the same ending.
Exact same ending. Yeah. All right. Stop here. Continue after Sukkot.